The navel itself was called Tetka Kangan. The bit of silk on this one told that it had belonged to a boy. A girl's clip would have been wrapped with pink ribbon. "'Twas my own," he thought. He regarded it a moment longer, fascinated, then put it carefully back where it had been, where it belonged. When he stood up again, he saw a baby's face. "Can this be my darling Babo? If you say so, let it be so," among the multitude of others. It was contorted, as if its first breath of air outside the womb had not been to its liking, already fouled with death. Soon, it would pronounce judgment on its new situation with a squall that would echo throughout the apartments of Stephen and Gabrielle, causing those friends and servants who heard it to smile with relief. Only Martin Broadcloak would scowl. The birthing was done, and it had been a live birth, tell Gan and all the gods thank you. There was an heir to the line of Eld, and thus there was still the barest outside chance that the world's rueful shuffle toward ruin might be reversed. Roland left that room, his sense of déjà vu stronger than ever. So was the sense that he had entered the body of Gan himself. He turned to the stairs and once more began to climb. 4. Another 19 steps took him to the second landing and the second room. Here bits of cloth were scattered across the circular floor. Roland had no question that they had once been an infant's clout, torn to shreds by a certain petulant interloper who had then gone out onto the balcony for a look back at the field of roses and found himself betaken. He was a creature of monumental slyness, full of evil wisdom. But in the end he had slipped, and now he would pay forever and ever.